Sure. Really enjoy this morning's speaking. Yeah, we are in crushing. The Christ is our life, and our life is hidden. Our life with Christ is hidden in God. So we have to search the think the things above, not things on earth. Praise the Lord. And just our brother Ed Renton say, the few words in Romans 6:3 and 6:4, our life is die with Christ and buried with Christ. So it's no more I, but Christ living in us, right? So we have totally, it's in heavenly. And in this 20, we are in message 4, say, God's brightening and brightening God. It's totally, it's God. God's brightening and brightening of God. It's all totally in God. And just brother mentioned a few verses in Ephesians 3:1-3. We just read there the heavenly spiritual things. It's the Father, Son, and Jesus Christ. That means the triune God, the three blessing. The triune God come to be perfect become the living, that spirit. And in Colossians 3:14, God promised Abraham the blessing. The blessing is the spirit, right? That spirit. So today, this spirit is in us. And the brother just say, you know, this spirit is transmit to the heaven. So when we are, you know, push our, you know, open our spirit, we connect to the heaven, right? Transmit all the breathing, spiritual breathing, transmit to in our spirit. So just the number in Old Testament, number 6, or he protects me, he blesses me, all these things. He is, shine his face on us, and he's container in us. This is all totally the blessing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He lives in us, and he's present with us. So what else we need? We don't need nothing else. We just need this breathing, all-inclusive Christ. Today is in us. What of the breathing of this? So we are blessed from God. We will become source of the breathing to others. So we are the channel of the breathing. Oh, we think we bless for our material things. No, we have so many things, junk. so many junk, that is not the bright thing. The real bright thing is God himself. Amen. So we have to pursue this only bright thing. It's God himself be our bright thing. So we are the channel of the bright thing. The Lord wants to use us to bless others. Oh, what are the blessings of this? You know, in the training, the brother say, saying us the when we pray, oh, bless this meaning. Oh, bless this fellowship. Oh, what's that mean? the saying us, what that mean for blessing? This is a blessing to dispensing the trying God into our being. Every meaning, every fellowshipping is dispensing this riches of Christ into our being. That's the real breathing. So we are full of hope. And the hope in the Colossians 3, we are the hope of the glory. Because our Lord Jesus is sitting on the right hand in the heaven already. He got the all the glory, all the things. He's waiting for us. So we have to pursue and to exercise, to one with him. Now if we have co-worker with him, everything he was the surprise to us. Praise the Lord. We are in here so bright. I don't want nothing else. I want just this God, Christ Jesus, live in me. He fulfilled all our needs. The brother in the Trinity said, he is a blessing, hold what you need, but not what you want. You need, he knows what you need. He was surprised of all your need, but not what you want. Praise the Lord!
Praise the Lord. Blessing. It's a commonly used word, and grace. These are commonly used words, but what do they mean? Maybe not everyone has a clear understanding of what they mean. Of course, if you've been in the fellowship with the brothers and sisters for a while, you've probably come to know the meaning of these words. But even we still may have a kind of a foggy idea. And the brother said, sometimes you pray, Lord, bless the meeting. But what is it exactly we want the Lord to do in order to answer that prayer? How would we know the Lord answered that prayer? But of course, the blessing, the real blessing is God himself. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord himself. And so I just appreciated a couple of points. I'm just going to share them very quickly. Number one, the animals are not blessed, right? The man gets blessed, right? Because man has image and dominion. You know. So there's this blessing that comes. Also, where the saints go, that place is blessed. I appreciated that. That the saints could move to a neighborhood. It's not a good neighborhood. Maybe it's a bad neighborhood. But after a while, the saints living there, there's a positive spillover of that blessing. And that place becomes a wonderful place. Hallelujah. The matter that there are so many things. We need to treasure and focus on the New Testament blessings of regeneration, the divine life, the divine nature, the indwelling spirit, transformation, being one spirit with the Lord, and being like God and entering into his glory. Hallelujah. What a calling, right? We've been called to enjoy this one. And another amazing thing is that when we enjoy this one, we actually can become a blessing to others. Of course, God is the source. But when we enjoy him in such a way, others around us can enjoy the blessing as well. And you think back on your own experience. Aren't there some that the Lord has put you with? When you're with them, they're a blessing. You know, when I was new in the church, I just really was burdened for my parents. So I would just always find ways to bring the brothers and sisters into contact with my parents. Maybe they wanted to see them, maybe they didn't. Somehow, there was a little blessing that got in there. It didn't exactly go the way I thought it was going to go, but God is God. And he is a God of blessing. Amen. He's blessing us with himself that we would become a blessing to the whole earth.
Amen. I just like to follow the saints and say hallelujah for blessing. In Genesis 1:28, it says God blessed them. And it's clear, because right after he blessed them, he said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. So it's clear there that the blessing is for God's purpose. It's for God's purpose to fill the earth with his image and dominion through man. And so I realize, this helps us realize, okay, blessing is not just a general wealth or to have things come fall into your lap because of coincidence. That is not blessing. Blessing is for the accomplishing of God's purpose, that he would have his expression and his authority represented on the earth. And in particular, a brother mentioned that even we could become a channel and a source of blessing to the ones around us. Also in Genesis, there's another case of blessing, which is in chapter 14, when Abraham has just defeated those five kings and rescued his nephew Lot. Then another king, the king of Salem, comes to him, and it says he is a priest of God, and he ministers to Abram, bread and wine. And then he blesses him. So here again is a case of blessing that is associated with God's image and dominion. Image because Melchizedek is a priest. And dominion because Melchizedek is a king. Now we know Melchizedek is a type of Christ. But we also, as the sons of God, are being made priests and kings of God. So that indicates that we also, when we are filled with God as our image and dominion, we become a blessing to the ones around us. Anyway, I just appreciate, blessing is not material. It's related to God's purpose. Amen.
Praise the Lord, blessing is not material. It's related to God's purpose. And I have to confess that in the beginning when I saw this message, and I was just like, who cares that God is a God of blessing? Like, anyway, inwardly, I was just like, I've heard this before, and I don't really care that much. But I was just, the Lord just kind of exposed me. All these things are spiritual, right? They can't be seen with our physical eyes, even mentally, in our human concept. It doesn't really match. But that's why we need to have mercy from the Lord. The Lord just touched me with this verse, Ezekiel 44. Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears and set your heart on all that I show you. And I just felt like this training, the Lord was just trying to show us what was deep on his heart. But for this, we need to pray mercy from the Lord. Open the inner eyes of our heart to see you. Open our ears to hear your speaking. I feel like so many times we may hear this and we may get hard of hearing. Our ears may be heavy saying, oh, we've heard this before. Why does it really matter? But this is because it's all these things are deep on the Lord's heart, right? And we just need to pray for the Lord to have mercy, to enlighten the eyes of our heart. Even Paul says in Ephesians, grant us a spirit of wisdom and revelation to see these things. So the matter that, I was just impressed that our God is a God of blessing. And when we were regenerated, when we got saved, he blessed us with himself. But today, he still wants to bless us, and he wants to bless the people around us. And I was just impressed with the small point that in our service and work, we should treasure God's blessing. We need to be persons who are not ignorant, but we need to be impressed with that God is a person of blessing. His person is blessing, right? And they mentioned that actually his in our service and work, when we, it's actually not proportional to what we do, our labor, right? When in the Gospels, when the Lord fed the 5,000, it was not proportional to what he had. He only had 5 loaves and 2 fish, right? But actually, it was above and beyond, right? Because the source of blessing was from the Father. And then he says, and then the brother said that in our work, what we can do should be, it's not proportional. Actually, the Lord goes above and beyond and blesses the work. And then I thought, how is that related to God's blessing? I thought it was related to a person. How could, you know, more people coming to the meetings be a blessing? But then my companion who was studying with me showed me, do you recognize that person who came into the meeting, they received the blessing, they received the triune God? In your service and work, do you recognize that you're shepherding, you're giving more God's blessing to that person, you're giving more of the triune God to that person? Wow, our view has to be uplifted when we're speaking, when we're ministering Christ. Are we ministering the triune God? Or are we just doing service? Are we just caring for this person in an outward way? What is our view? Our view needs to be uplifted. Oh Lord, the veils of our heart need to be, we need to be unveiled to see these hidden things, right? To see the triune God in one another, or else what are we doing here? We're just in a meeting. We're just gathering together. It just seems like just an organization, but this is not an organization. Each one of us is a child of God. Do you recognize that Brother Dick has the blessing of God within him? Brian has the blessing of God within him. Oh, Lord, I was just praying, Lord, grant me eyes to see this. I want to set my heart in these things. I don't want to care for the outward things that people think are blessings, but really they're not the real blessing. We have the blessing within us. Each person has the blessing. May we be persons who see these things, hear these things, and set our heart on these things.
Amen. We need to make Christ our life. We have the human life and live by the divine life. We can live by the heavenly life on earth. The spiritual blessing the Lord gives us is his life richly imparted into us. You know, many of us, you know, well, mainly folks that drive, you know, they have this, you know, this navigational system that will take you, you know, once you give it the right command, it will take you to and from wherever you got to go. And some have it on the phone, some have it, you know, installed in the vehicle. But, you know, it really amazes me because, you know, it also tell you, you know whether it's problem on the road, you can't go that direction, you know, give you a safe and easy way to get where you're going. And, you know, this, this remind me of Christ. You know, he's the one that we should allow to direct our life, you know, because, you know, he have installed that life into us. You know, we have been born again, installed that life in us. So we should just continue to just live by this life and let him take root in our life and direct our life.
Okay. Praise the Lord, saints. I really enjoyed this training, and I don't know if I hope I'll not be too off topic, but I want to share on message 3. Know that I am Jehovah. I was really touched because our mind is saturated with, you know, with time and space limitations, and it's hard for us even to digest, even to really appreciate that he is the great I am, and that he is ever-existing and self-existing God. And I want to read Ezekiel 36:23. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations will know that I am Jehovah, declares the Lord Jehovah, when I am sanctified in you in their sight. And I also really appreciated that this message also gave us the difference, you know, why it's this time he proclaimed that he's Jehovah, because the saints, the whole earth is Jehovah. And they gave the difference between, for example, Elohim is the name of God in relation to creation, but Jehovah is the name of God in relation to man. And why we should know this? Because this is the name. Jehovah God denotes God having a relationship with man. And Jehovah is the name of intimacy and love. And also here we have the comparison again, El Shaddai and with El Shaddai. El Shaddai, name for supply and promise. Meanwhile, Jehovah is God's name for existence and fulfillment. And what a great difference. God didn't is here not to promise. He is here to fulfill what he has promised. And he is, this is also the name which he is here to deliver us. God is a fulfilling God. And every longing that he is, in every longing he is a unique source, has installed our hearts, and every other longing that he installed in our hearts, he will fulfill. I really appreciate this message because, you know, we all believe in God, we all love him, but it's still probably even still hard for us to really estimate his greatness, to estimate his ever existence. And for that, we need to stay in him, but more we need to understand that because he is everything, we are nothing. And in our daily fellowship, we need to realize that we should be reduced to nothing. Our old man should be reduced to nothing. So the more we stay, you know, the more we are, the less we give him, you know, if we are something, he cannot be everything to us. So, and it's not something we can pretend, it's not something we can actually even proclaim, it's just something, it's a daily work, and that will be the work of our whole life. And it's something we should not be fear, like brother shared, the book of Job was not given to us to scare us, but it was actually given us as a picture how we should be reduced to nothing. And what we should really be fear of is that we will be remain untouched. Because as long as we will think or feel we are something, the less we will have of him in us. And so actually what a relief is to be nothing. And only the great I am can be. And only the great I am can exist. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Sing praise to Christ who lives in us, amen. The God of our salvation,
amen.
Who saves us by his life divine, amen. And not by regulation. After we've worked on all we can, his life has power to change a man. Amen. His life divine can change us. Amen. You know, I was touched again that what God wants to give us is a person,
amen.
Not a regulation, not an education. Amen. He wants to give us a person. You know, a while ago, I watched a program about these birds. I forget now whether they were condors or whether they were vultures. But anyways, they lived in the Andes. And, you know, they live on these cliffs, which are like 15,000 feet high. And they're very sheer cliffs. So they have barely a place to stand, let alone to carry on any kind of life, you know. But these birds give birth to these baby chicks, and I understand they're standing on the edge of a cliff most of their all their lives. And this chick is born, and the two parents spend every day, every waking hour, stuffing this baby's chick with food, okay, because they want this baby to grow. But this baby, from the day it's hatched, has this life that can soar, okay? And these birds have a wingspan that's like 7 or 8 feet. I mean, they're huge birds, okay? And they don't flap their wings. They really soar on thermals. And remember, they're 15,000 feet high on the edge of this cliff. So for about 6 months, these birds come hour after hour stuffing this little baby chick with food, causing this life to grow. Eventually, they're not worrying about, let's see, which aeronautical school should I send this kid to, you know what I mean? I mean, how is he ever going to learn to fly? I mean, have you seen how high we are up here? I mean, come on, you know? I mean, they're not stressing about education. They're not scared, they're not worrying about him getting, the mother's not like, don't get too close to the edge. Not a lot of regulation there. None of this goes on. They just keep stuffing this little baby's bird mouth full of food. Eventually, this bird gets big enough, and they determine that this little bird has everything he needs to jump off the cliff. I mean, I watch this on TV, you know, I watch them. There's this chick, there's this father bird, okay? And what the father does is he jumps off the cliff, okay, and he gives her a flying lesson. One lesson. Basically, or a couple, I mean, they've been watching him, you know, for a while, but now it's the time for you to jump off. So he jumps off, and he gives her a flying lesson, and comes back and lands. And you can see this baby chick like. But there's the mother behind this chick, nudging her to the edge of the cliff, okay? And you're like, ooh. I mean, I'm watching this thinking, I don't know about this. It's quite a drop, you know. And it's only going to only get one chance to do this. You know, there's no turning back. Once you're off, you're off. But the mother is pushing this life. Because she knows this life was made for this.
Amen.
Has everything it needs to do this. So the father jumps off, and the mother pushes the chick off. And you can see, at first, the chick has a tendency to drop. And you're like, whoa. And you know, the photographer, you know, is kind of like, come on, focus on the bird. Where did the bird go? You know, and it finally catches. And then you see, eventually, the wind catches this little bird's wings. And this bird gets lifted up. And then what happens is, she joins the father. She's not, you know, out there by herself. She joins him, and what she does is she begins to imitate. She just imitates this motion. She gets perfected But she already has everything she needs.
Amen.
She doesn't need an education. She doesn't need regulation. She needs her father. She needs an imitation. All she needs to do is imitate this one. She has the life already.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We have this person.
Amen.
We have this life.
Amen.
We don't need regulation. We don't need an education. We have this life that has been fully tried.
Amen.
We have the life that's been fully tested. All we need to do is eat and drink.
Lord.
Take this one in.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. He's our person.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's so easy when we don't know what to do. Lord, just tell me what to do. You know, I need a map. I don't know where to go. God doesn't want to give you a map. He wants to give you a guide.
Amen.
It's much better to have a guide. You know, when you know a map, you're on your own. But if you have a guide who's already been that way and knows this way, isn't it much better to have a guide? Give you a person. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We want to appreciate you as a person.
Amen.
Thank you. You are the life within.
Amen.
Thank you. You will bring us through to glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Just the saints who are standing there.
Amen. Me? Thank you. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, the real blessing is the processed, consummated, triune God dispense himself into the tripartite man. And that's all he wants to do. He wants to give himself to us. But we, within us, we have a lot of barriers hinder this receiving of this blessing. So we need to rely on God's blessing, eliminate the barrier that prevents us from receiving it. You know, I'm even in this message, Church in New York City, the saints got tested. When I heard that, I froze. All I thought my mind was set on the 4,000 trainees. I set my mind on my face. I said, Lord, can I walk backwards? Oh, Lord. And I you know, we sat so close to the microphone, even you walk backwards, you'd still get to the microphone, you know? I just feel my whole focus was on my face. And, oh, Lord. And I feel like, Lord, you know? That's one of the barriers too. You know, so many times we don't release our spirit. We just focus on people. We focus on our own face. You know, I mean, I just realized, Lord, how much I need salvation. That I will be aware what's blocking of this receiving of this blessing. Because God really wants to dispense himself into us. You know, even in, you know, the Lord wants to make us a channel blessing. Make us, wherever we are, a blessing to people, you know? If we just focus on anything other than Christ, we're going to block it. We're going to become the barriers of God's blessing. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy on each one of us, that we will eliminate all this barrier from his blessing.
Amen. I wasn't in the training, but some of the words this morning and some of the verses really touched me. And I was just touched with the fact that we are a blessed people. Sometimes it's easy to forget how blessed we are. But Ephesians 3 says that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. And I enjoy that the verse doesn't say some spiritual blessings or even most spiritual blessings, but every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. So that means that if there is any spiritual blessing, we have it. We have every blessing. But it's just so easy to forget, right? In Hebrews 12, it talks about running the race and how we get entangled and we have these encumbrances. A lot of these things are things that we see, that we stumble over. But the solution is to look away, right? Look away to the Lord, look away to Jesus, who we don't see. And so I was just touched that we need a reminder. And I was especially touched with these verses in Colossians 3, the first four verses. These are good reminders. Right, and the Lord told us that one of the functions of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of his words. And I think we need to be reminded of these words. Right, it says that we need to set our mind on the things which are above, not on the things which are on the earth. And what are these things? Right, it says, you died. We died. Right, so a lot of times things happen. We're offended. Something didn't want to go the way we wanted it to go. We're not feeling well. We forget that we're dead. And all that stuff is in the old man. If we really are reminded, we realize that we're in the heavenlies with Christ. We have every spiritual blessing. The problem is that we just get so focused on the things that we see. And it's so interesting that we know that we're all tripartite. We have three parts, a body, a soul, and a spirit. Two-thirds of that is something that we can't see. So more of us is what we can't see than what we can see. But it's just so interesting that we get so caught up with the things that we do see every day. We need to be reminded to look away from the things that we do see to the things that we don't see, which is the Lord, and that we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. So I just enjoy that we have no lack. Our problem is just that we forget. We need to be reminded that we have everything in Christ, and that we will get to where we're going, because he's not just the author of our faith, he's also the perfecter of our faith. We just need the Holy Spirit to remind us of these things, and if we remember those things every day, it will be so much easier to just not be stumbled, to not have any encumbrances, to not be entangled, to just look away to the Lord.
Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I just want to add to just what you were saying. Like, if every day we are not really talking to the Lord, we kind of forget, overwhelmed with our work and study, and we're like a dead body. So you say, yeah, we need to remind ourselves. And one of the good way to remind ourselves is to prophesizing. Yeah, when we're prophesizing, we like the God's word coming to us, and it enliven us, and it lighten us, and it connect us to the Lord again. So that is so amazing and wonderful, and it bring us back to the Lord. Yes, so, and I also wanted to share that in Galatians 3:14, in order that the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentile in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. This indicates that the Spirit is a blessing that God promised to Abraham for all the nations, and that has been received by the believers through faith in Christ. The blessing promised by God to Abraham in Genesis for all the nations of the earth was fulfilled. The blessing has come to the nations in Christ through his redemption on the cross. Also, in the Gospel, we have received not only the blessing of the forgiveness, washing, and the cleansing, even more, we have received the greatest blessing, which is the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. As the process, all-inclusive life-giving Spirit dwelling in us is the most subjective way for our enjoyment. Praise the Lord.
Okay, I'm going to be tested today afternoon. So I come here because I want to pre-test. Just make sure I can be passed it. I think today's most important verse is Ephesians 1:3. You want to pull up? Or okay, I try. God the Father's, blessed be the Father of the God who... Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, bless us with every blessings in heaven and in Christ. Okay, I want to emphasize is these verses has three very important phrases, which blessing, the blessing is spiritual, you know, the spiritual words, and the blessing is in the heavenlies, and the blessing is in Christ. All right, the blessing is come from God the Father. So this blessing, God the Father has our divine nature. So this blessing definitely is from the heavens. So they say in the heavenlies. And this blessing we can see is completely different from the blessings God blessed the Israel. Also, this blessing is spiritual, I guess, because this blessing is from related to the Holy Spirit. And the other one, this blessing very important, is in Christ. So we know in Christ we has this blessing. You know, if anything you apart from the Christ, definitely God will have nothing to do with us. So I was very appreciated with this. And there's one more, as Brother Timothy mentioned, the Christ is the element of the blessings. So Christ himself is really the blessings. So I can say, what I want to try to say, I forgot. Well, I have one word to say is God the Father, who is embodied in the when Christ realizes the Spirit. I want to say the God's blessing is actually is Christ Himself dispense Himself into us.
Amen, Lord Jesus. I just appreciate Colossians 3:3-4 this week, how we have died and our life is hidden in Christ with God. And when Christ, our life, is manifested, then you also will be manifested with Him in glory. I just appreciate that we are kingdom people, and we have a hidden life with Christ. And it's so crucial that we spend personal, private time with the Lord. I was just helped by Matthew 6 this week about how we need to pray to our Father who's in secret, right? And, you know, just out of this hidden time, right, something of Christ gets wrought into us, right? And we're able to participate in the building up of the body that way. And our God is a hidden God, you know. He's not very flashy, but He is hidden secret, right? But one day He will be manifested, right, for all to see. The Lord's kingdom will come back to the earth. But it hinges on our time with the Lord and our allowing Christ to grow in our heart, because He's going to come. The kingdom will come within us. You know, one day there will be the manifestation on this earth. So praise the Lord for this. I just appreciate all these little experiences we can learn to obey the Lord, His feeling, and many hidden experiences with the Lord throughout the day. And I was just enjoying this hymn this week, 208. Stanza 5 says, "O light in darkness, joy in grief, O heaven's life on earth, Jesus, my love, my treasure, who can tell what thou art worth? O Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whate'er betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. I love thee, Lord. Amen.